This is Crunch Time on 95.3 The Score, and each Monday, we like to put the wraps on it with this.
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
Run away! Run away!
Sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
Other people want it. It must be good.
So it's bad.
How bad?
Oh my God, that's the worst thing I ever heard in my life!
Once a week.
Yeah, it's the best part of Monday is reminding Nick that he really just hates being here.
It changes the mood before the segment.
I think it sets it up like an alley-oop.
Yeah.
All right.
Send it home, Jerome.
Here we go. This was a tough one for me because I was at a lake all weekend and I didn't have cell service, so I had to like read up on everything that happened over the weekend.
So what did we feel about your fishing?
I caught three fish.
It's a seven. It's a seven
I
for me.
I caught three fish.
Steve,
it was
that's
good.
A seven for me.
Okay, so we're going to play a game here. Everybody off of your laptops, because in the NHL, there was the draft, and I want to play a game. Oh, you're both on your computers.
Yeah, I'm looking up other stuff. Don't worry about it.
Sure. Can you name the top pick in the NHL draft?
No way. Absolutely not.
I didn't pay one attention, and no. I never really do.
I did scoreboard updates while it was happening, and I'd skipped over it completely. The Knights' first pick I know about, though, because he played for the Winterhawks. That's a thing, right?
Yep.
The first draft pick ever for the Vegas Knights was a kid from the Winterhawks.
Whenever we started, that's a thing. That's so perfect. So I saw it start, and I literally said, you know what? I just have to accept the fact where hockey is in my hierarchy now, and I don't really care that much until, A, the season starts, I'll throw an eyeball, and then, you know, once we get into April.
Right. Do you know the team that had the pick, the number one pick?
No.
Oh, boy. All right.
I remember seeing it.
I will not even.
The answer is... Nico his
no, 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 wait, wait, wait. The Flyers.
To the New Jersey Devils.
Ah, so close.
Of the Halifax Mooseheads, those of are, the Quebec Major Junior Hockey.
Those are basically the same teams in my head.
Anyways, all right, so I got you guys
the
there. For,
and the Devils.
I got you guys zeros for that. Basketball,
same teams.
It was the Big Three League kicked off at Madison Square Garden, and it's a lot of old NBA guys playing 3-on-3 to 60 points for some reason.
WTE.
And the games air actually a day later. Did either of you guys pay attention on Twitter or anything to the Big Three, or will you feature
Ever.
Pay
attention? They played a 60? That's
they played
the rule?
A 60.
Wow.
And they have That's a four-point shot. Wow. So it's not like ones and twos.
I think...
Do they have the 10-point basket like MTV Rockin' Jock?
No.
They should.
The idea that they turned the 3-on-3 into an Olympic sport might be the single stupidest thing I've ever heard in the history of sports.
Of sports.
These has-beens that... It's incredible. Didn't somebody get hurt pretty badly?
It's a bunch of old NBA players. Like, somebody is bound to get hurt.
Why would that be interesting? I mean, it would be different when they started the then senior tour. 50-year-old golfers could shoot 65. They play against each other. It's golf. 40-year-old NBA players playing it. That's not basketball. That's pickup. I can go watch under the bridge.
I don't want to see AI pull a hamstring. That's like that could be the last image I get of AI playing basketball, and I don't want that.
And we went through this already. They had a Legends game for like 1 year at the NBA All-Star game. David Thompson and Norm Nixon blew their knee out. They were like, this is stupid.
I don't want to see that.
Okay, zeros again. Yeah. We're going to break down baseball by division.
Baseball, Jerry.
In the East, Giancarlo Stanton announced he is ready to defend his home run derby title at Miami Park. The Nationals' terrible bullpen is actually so bad it killed a man. It didn't actually kill anybody, but a man in D.C. passed away after watching the Nats lose. He said, in lieu of flowers, send money to the Nationals' bullpen fund.
Wow.
Did he really?
That was a real obituary that was posted. In the Central, the Athletics go back-to-back weekends of sweeps. People forget that they swept the Yankees in four games last weekend.
They did that.
The Twins swept the Indians for the first time since 91 and end the weekend in first place. And in the West, the Astros and Mariners wore some kick-ass throwbacks. The Dodgers hit 50 wins thanks to Cody Bellinger, who is my new most hated Dodger because he's only 3 years younger than me. He doesn't know who Jerry Seinfeld is. And the Giants move one step closer to the MLB number one pick in the 2018 MLB draft.
Wow.
So this is a baseball all-encompassing?
Yeah.
Six.
First of all, the Twins, that's their first sweep since 91, last time they won the World Series. I caught a lot of MLB. I love me some MLB Network. Eight,
All right. How about golf? The Spieth chip off from the bunker in the playoff to win the Travelers.
That was rad. I give it like a 4 because that's all I saw of it.
I did not watch a lot of golf because I played.
Okay.
And then yesterday I had things, but I kept an eye on it, and I was kind of hoping he won because he joined that exclusive thing, the youngest ever to get to 10 wins.
And in the MLS, it was a derby weekend, the Hudson River Derby between NYCFC and New York Red Bulls went to NYCFC, and then the Cascadia Derby between Portland and Seattle ended in a draw thanks to Clint Dempsey's header in the 93rd minute.
Oy. I was watching it as it happened. My son and my daughter and son-in-law were at the game. I was actually about to tweet at them, like, how sweet is that? And then all of a sudden I was like, delete.
Yeah.
That was a bummer.
Don't click send.
Oh, boy.
So I didn't watch any of the first half, but I was cognizant of it and knew I was going to catch the end, so I'll give it a 7.
I actually watched some of the NYC game, oddly enough, which is weird, and I didn't watch the Timbers Flounder, so whatever.
Oh, you called them the Flounders.
Well, that's their
You're
name.
One of those guys,
Well, that's
huh?
their name.
Wow,
but
that's
I,
a good
but
one,
I did
though.
Make you show me the highlights today, so what
yeah,
like, was
you
that,
did
like
force
a 4?
Me to do that.
That was like a
yeah.
4, I think.
All right. We good?
We're good.
All right, that's a wrap. That's your Richter scale, and it's the worst thing I've ever seen. We'll be back with something much worse. It's called Sports Talk, 95.3 The Score.